spend the day in blank despair, in restless thought the night. On your Creator cast your care, He makes your burdens light. Did not His love and truth and power guard every childhood day? And did He not in threatening hour turn dreaded ills away? His wisdom never plans in vain, nor falters, nor trust His guiding love. Then like a rock your peace shall stand here and in heaven above.
The congregation is invited to stand for the order of liturgy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
And I am saved from my enemies.
The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me.
The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help.
From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations, also the mountains, trembled and quaked because he was angry.
Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him.
He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet.
He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water.
Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds.
The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire.
And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them.
Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare.
At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils.
He sent from on high, he took me.
He drew me out of many waters. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together. The prayer is printed in the bulletin.
Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Job chapter 38. And just a reminder on the context of this, remember Job was a great follower and believer of God. From scholars believe this is from the time of Abraham. Job lived about the time of Abraham. And Job had lost all his children in a whirlwind. He lost all his wealth. And his wife complained against him. And much of Job, the book of Job, is his friends trying to console Job. But in the end, they didn't do a very good job. And Job was just kind of left there, wondering why God was doing this, wondering all these bad things going on. And another fourth friend, Elihu, gave him, by God's Spirit, good advice and teaching. And after that good advice and teaching from Elihu, God talks to Job directly. And one of the points you'll see here is, you're asking me for understanding, but do you understand all these things? God is above our understanding. We don't know all his ways. Listen to what God says. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you. You make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk, and who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb, when I made clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, 'Thus far you shall you come, and no farther. And here shall your proud waves be stayed.' Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep?'" The reading goes longer than this, but notice how it's selected. Walking on water. Walking. Have you walked on water? The recesses of the deep. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Romans chapter 10. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or, 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.' That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, 'Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame.' For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked in the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The congregation may be seated.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still.
There is the insert sermon notes for August 9, 2020. Jesus can take care of us. And also the emphasis, Jesus helps us immediately. We will be thinking about that whole reading from Matthew chapter 14, especially focus on these couple of verses at the top of that insert, verses 26 and 27 and 30 and 31. But when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I was thinking and pondering on this text. There's more than one miracle here. And I see at least five. Maybe you will see more. I have them listed there. Well, Jesus came to them walking on the water. Not sinking like this stone or the brick or the spoon. Not floating like the wood, but walking on top of the water. The second miracle I see there is that Jesus spoke so all the disciples heard him in the storm. He said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." In the middle of a storm with big waves, normally you can't talk so that other people can hear, but they heard Jesus. Seems to me there's a miracle there. A third thing, Peter walked on the water. A fourth miracle, Jesus lifted Peter up back out of the water while Jesus was on the water. Together they walked to the boat. And Peter is sinking. Jesus lifts, gets hold of him, brings him back up. Jesus is standing on the water, waves, and he brings Peter back up. And the scriptures say when they both got into the boat together, they walked back to the boat, or to the boat. And Jesus gets into the boat and quiet. At least five miracles, it seems to me. Maybe you see more. What more can Jesus do for us? He can do everything and anything for us. He does things lined up to rescue and save us. The disciples, and point B there, the best thing that could come to them would be Jesus coming to them so powerful he was even walking on the water. "Wow, Jesus, you're really coming to help us. Oh, it's a ghost." The best thing ever they took to be bad. They interpret to be bad. Does this happen sometimes in our lives? God is working things out for good for his people. But we, receiving that, maybe it's our own inclination, or maybe the devil is tempting us, or whatever it may be. We say, "Oh, that's not good. That's bad. God's not doing anything good for me." Are we tempted sometimes to, like the disciples, Jesus coming to rescue them, and we say, "No, get away. It's a ghost. No, don't save me. That's bad for me." Do we ever do that? It is the devil's temptation that what God wants to do, his good things for us, the devil tempts us like, "That's not good for you. No, 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 no. Don't look that way. That's bad. It's exactly what happened in the first temptation. Oh, you can eat of that, Eve, for God knows you will not die, but you will live and you become wise, knowing good and evil like God. And the devil does this all the time to us. What God's good gifts to us, the devil wants us, tempts us to call bad. And the things that are bad for us, the devil tempts us to call good. It happens. Faith looks to Jesus. Little faith. I put in quotes there in the notes, little faith. How can you measure faith? This little faith of Peter looked at Jesus coming to him when, after Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I." Lord, if it's really you, you're walking on water. Have me walk on water too. Bid me to come out to you. How much faith did Peter have to walk on water? Amazing. Was it little? Was it big? Who can say? Who can measure that? But the thing was, as he says, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come on the water." It is I. Come. And Peter came out and walked on top of the water. And notice what the text says. But when he looked at the wind, he became afraid. No longer looking to Jesus, but this became the big thing. This became powerful. This became the focus of attention, was the wind everywhere. It would have easily come, be the focus of attention, shaking us around, shaking the boat, threatening it to be overturned. Yet Jesus was the power to save, and he looked away. Doubt came, looking away from Jesus. Oh no, I looked away from Jesus. I'm sinking. Lord, save me. The call of faith to save is a call to look to Jesus again. Oh, I look to the wind and now I'm in trouble. I look to my troubles. I look to everything going wrong and I'm in trouble. Oh, wait. Lord, save me. See the focus of the attention. Looking to Jesus, he gives strength to do something. And then he looked away, and now it's the troubles are overcoming him, and he's falling to his death. But he looked back to Jesus, and Jesus pulled him up out of it. That point there, D, immediately, I want us to see, it's important for us to see, two times in this text, they thought their salvation, Jesus walking on the water, was a ghost, and they became afraid. But the text says, but immediately, Jesus spoke to them saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Jesus didn't want them to believe this was bad. He wanted them to know they were safe. Immediately they were saying, "Oh no, that's a ghost. No, no, no. Take heart, it's me, it's Jesus. Don't be afraid." That immediately, he wanted to address their fears immediately. And then that other text, a part of it, but when he, that's Peter, saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." And in verse 31 there it says, Jesus immediately reached out his hand. Now this one, you can really think and put a kind of a metaphor and say, Jesus did not say, Peter, no, I'm not gonna help you yet. You better have stronger faith. You haven't done enough good works. No, 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 you gotta be a little bit better before I save you. He did not do that. Peter said, "Lord, save me." Immediately, he reached down. Faith alone. Help. Trust. Jesus, I need you. Jesus saves. Immediately. Seeing all this, they worshiped him. You are the Son of God. Dear friends in Christ, we have all kinds of storms going around us, don't we? Health concerns, financial concerns, upheaval in society, upheaval in the understanding of what a nation is, economy, which is not even to say the pandemic. Jesus calls us to focus on him. All these things are not pretend, they're real. The wind and the waves were real. But Jesus calls, "It is I, do not fear." Lord, call me, help me through this. Can I get to you? Sure, come to me. Sometimes we doubt and become afraid again, and then Jesus lifts us up, brings us to safety. In your own lives, whatever you're facing and the fears that you have, and Debbie and I have fears too, the fears that you have, bring them to Jesus. Look to Jesus. The temptation from the devil is to get you to look away from Jesus, to think something else is more powerful than Jesus. But Jesus says, "Take heart, it is me. Do not be afraid." And he reaches into our lives freely. And we say, "You are the Son of God." We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, help us in our needs. Help us in our doubts. Give us faith to look to you, faith to tell others who are afraid about you, faith to have peace and calm inside our minds and hearts and souls, even though the winds and the waves are all around us. Give us faith and peace. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church as printed. The congregation is invited to stand for the prayers. O Lord our God, we do not presume to know your ways or to inform your judgment. We ask you to grant us your Holy Spirit so that we may apprehend your ways and know your Son, Jesus Christ, by faith. Give us wisdom that we may trust in your word amid the stormy seas of this mortal life and be safely delivered from all danger onto the eternal shores of heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we have no righteousness of our own, but only the righteousness of Christ, into which we were clothed in baptism. Grant us grace that we may be faithful in every circumstance and bold in the confession of his saving name. Guard those who preach your word to us so that hearing we may believe, and by believing we may have everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we see the great need and ask you to raise up those who will serve as pastors, teachers, missionaries, and in all church work vocations. Bless church planters and the younger congregations that they may endure. Grant pastors to congregations who are seeking them. Bring hope and renewal to all struggling congregations and to the pastors who serve them. And do not let us fear. Keep from us your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we ask you to bless us, our nation, and those who lead us. Guide all elected and appointed civil servants in their judgments, that they may know justice in our land and peace among the nations. Make us especially mindful of those who need our special protection, the unborn, the aged, the poor, the homeless, and the oppressed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, you have given us friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens who protect, provide, and guide us through many needs, troubles, and problems of this life. We thank you for them, and we ask you to bless, protect, give strength and wisdom and strength to them and all their families. Firefighters, law enforcement, rescue and emergency crews, doctors, nurses, all medical staff and workers, utility workers, and all maintenance crews. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we pray for your blessing upon all elementary schools, high schools, colleges, universities, and all other institutions of education. At this time of pandemic, we see clearly, O Lord, there is so much we do not know and perceive about our daily existence. Yet our children and youth need education to grow up well and mature in their lives. But the conditions of health and safety varies so much from community to community.
Protect our children and young people and their families, O Lord. Protect our schools, teachers, staff, and administrations, O Lord.
Help us and all people to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we remember the sick, those who suffer, those troubled in mind, the grieving and the dying. Deliver them according to your will and grant them the comfort of your word in their afflictions, that they may depend upon your mercy in every circumstance. Hear us especially for Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, the daughter of Julie, Bill, Jason, Lori, Deborah, Stacy, Becky, Dolores, Caitlin. We pray for the family of Janet Kleck, who passed this week. We remember David, Sue, Becky, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we pray you to be our light in darkness, our strength in weakness, our courage in fear, and our peace in distress. Speak to us by the voice of your word, that we may call upon you in the day of trouble and confess your saving name before all people. Hear us on behalf of ourselves and for those for whom we have prayed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand.